This is where the party's at.
He did come here. Where the party's at. He's just going to keep circling around that chair.
I know.
Well, at least he's smelling your shoes, which normally would be a turnoff for me. And I'm like, get out of my house. I mean, I do have a story about a guy smelling my shoes.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, at least in this case, it's a step toward bonding with the kitten.
Hey, you judgy bitch.
Pet her. Look, she's such a good girl. She's such a good girl. Took me a minute. But I'm here now. I was like,
she'll get it.
I'm here now.
Each other's presence right now.
Listen, I can't believe this is coming from the not religious one, but we are also in the Lord's presence.
We are, and also I can't believe in little fuckface's presence as well.
Hold on, let's get Jesus behind you. Got it. He's literally watching us. Actually, he's like, he looks like he's staring off into the distance. Like, yeah, he's just get like, me out of this hellhole.
Like, chilling. But he has, like, a smile on his face, so, like.
But he's next to my, like, I don't know, depressive wall.
True, yeah.
You're taking a picture of me now? Cause...
No, I'm going to take a picture of him behind me.
Because I was like, it doesn't look like it's facing at me. Does this, like, boomerang or something? Take a picture of Jesus on my, like, scary depressive wall for the listeners, so they'll be like, oh, that makes sense. Also, blasphemy. You should probably move that. Well, if I didn't want to keep it for the value, I could take out Anthony Edwards and put him and Jesus right next to each other.
And I was up at the butt crack of dawn.
Whose fault is that? Just sleep like a normal person, like me and your boyfriend.
I really wish that I could. Gosh.
Fuck. What time did you get up? 9:30?
No, 8.
Gross!
Literally, like, 7:50-something.
This is why I sleep in every chance that I get, because otherwise your body's going to rebel against you one day, and then you're going to be in your shoes where you're just doing nothing for hours waiting for everybody to get up.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice sometimes, but, like, right now, damn, I'm trying to be on vacation.
See, this is why, so, you know how, like, the Hulk's like, oh, like, that's my secret. I'm always angry. Like, that's my secret. I'm always sleepy.
Yeah.
So, like, I can go to bed anytime, right after I wake up. At work, if I'm just like, yep, I'm over the day, goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
I can legit just go to sleep at any time. I will teach you my ways, young Padawan learner. Are you a Star Wars person?
No.
What is wrong with you? Well, you have to learn Star Wars to be friends with Rob. It's so weird. He's like walking in circles, like...
Yeah,
acting like anything's going to change.
Yeah.
I'm talking shit about you. Don't look at me in that tone of voice. Only Jesus can judge me. Theo. And he's on my shelf.
Jesus.
Oh. Yeah, it's the, I told my sister, because I sent her one too, that she needs to treat him like Elf on the Shelf and play like, Have You Found Jesus? Right?
Yeah, that's funny.
Now let's see if you can remember all that. Go!
Hey everyone, welcome to Convos Over Coffee. Exclusive in-person Minnesota edition.
Woo-woo! In-person, live, cuddling on the couch from my shoebox of a living room bedroom office.
We're only cuddling because it's cold down here.
Which took Maggie like a whole ass 24 hours to realize how cold it can get down here if you're just down here. Especially by yourself. I mean, when it was the three of us last night,
then it's
like,
good.
You know, you have like the more body heat, you're interacting, and then when it's just like you in the solitude, it's like, oh, I feel like I'm fucking Jack Nicholson in The Shining.
Do you need the sticker?
Really cold. No.
But yeah, I got here yesterday, and my boyfriend and I did, so we are here for the weekend.
Yay!
Woohoo!
Yeah, and so now you get the finally not streaming over Facebook Messenger in person Voicity Voices while Theo's trying to warm up to Maggie the best he can. Right now he's playing with a hair tie, though.
Oh my gosh, but he did. He touched my hand.
Touched it. I saw it. We didn't get a picture because it happened so quick.
Yeah, it was just like, boop.
Oh, he did boop you.
He did.
So did I tell you all about my issues getting my new phone?
Kind of, sort of, yes.
Okay, so I have a plan through AT&T, but technically it's through FirstNet because I am a first responder for working in corrections.
Mm-hmm.
So, I get, like, higher priority signal if anything were to happen, and a discount, basically. So, I had the iPhone 13 Pro,
mm-hmm.
and it was, like, massive, and I thought, no, it was, like, Pro Max.
Oh, dang, you had the big, big one.
Yeah. And so, I had it, and was like, oh, well, you know, I watch YouTube videos more, and TikTok, and Netflix on my phone, so, like, I probably want a bigger screen than this teeny tiny one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't like it at first, but then I was like, maybe I just need time to get used to it. Nope, over, like, the next year to year and a half, I hated every minute of having that massive phone. But, you know, I also didn't want to be the one to be like, hey, come back out to my house and exchange this for me. Like, I don't like being a pain. You know, I want to be very easy to work with and not high maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but, like, couldn't you go and, like, switch it if you wanted to or no?
It has to be done through, like, a FirstNet person.
Oh.
I don't know if I could have gone to AT&T, but I still just didn't want to be a pain. To be like, hey, I don't like this thing that I chose, and, you know, whatever. I know, he's just going to keep running back and forth between the two rooms. What? No, I can't even pet you. You're a dick.
He's like, no. None of you.
Let me love you. Come back. I'm the same person. I'm just letting you know.
Let me love you.
Ugh. Okay. So, you know, I'm eligible for an upgrade. It's only like $84. That was due like day of. It lowers my bill for a while. Blah, blah. Fine. Do it. So I get my iPhone 15, teeny tiny baby one.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, they still have my old address as the shipping address, and I can't figure out how to change that. But they have my current address as my billing address. So my fucking.
But which old address? Because Walgreens has your old, old address.
We should do that right now before we forget.
Ooh, this is
because
pretty.
Walgreens also has Maggie's old address. But I think it's just her old address and not her old, old address. How old of an address is yours?
Shit, you know what? It might be the old, old address, too.
Quit talking shit, bitch. I swear to God.
This is literally so weird. Is this, like, the weird guy at Walgreens trying to give me his phone number?
Ooh.
Because.
Is he cute? Send pics. Not of his dick. Not of his potentially hairy dick.
Oh my god.
Thank you. Thank you, the game. Tell me without telling me. We learned that dudes can have hair on the shaft of their penis. So anyway, so the phone gets sent to my old roommates, and it's about an hour drive, so I have to go all the way out there, get it, we hang for a minute, stop by Quick Trip, say hey to my homies, hey. Ooh. I think I just saw Jet and Zach, so shout out to those two homies, my loves. Then I go to bowling, and then, you know, we hang out afterwards for a little bit, and then I come home, and I do some cleaning and get some stuff put away to get ready for you to come this weekend, which is in the present. Then I'm like, cool, I'm going to set up my phone. So I have my old phone and the new phone, and it's like super easy. You just scan the little circle from your new phone on your old phone, and it's like doing all these things, and you press all these buttons, and then we get to a point where it's like, okay, now call this 1-800 number from a separate phone to activate your phone. And I'm like looking at both of my phones, and I'm like, well, this one has the transfer stuff in process on it, still on the screen. And my new one, like, has the transfer stuff on the screen and is telling me to call from a separate phone. So I'm a single person who just exists in solitude with her cat, Jesus, and Theo's little chickadee he loves. And I'm like, it's like 11 at night. I don't have. So then I'm just like, dude, what the fuck do I do? I don't have another fucking phone. What the fuck? So I use my noodle.
I use the old noodle.
And I use Google Voice on my laptop. Call the number, put in all the things, and then it's like, all right, your phone is activated. But also it's not, and we're going to transfer you to somebody to, like, for real, 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 complete the activation. And I was like, I mean, whatever you have to do, AT&T, good on you.
Yeah, okay, let's do it.
And then it's like, no one is available to activate your phone, please call back at another time. So here are two things that should be big, bold, plastered. You're going to need another phone in addition to the new one we sent you and the current one that you have to activate your phone, one. Two, you have to do it between business hours, which are such. So then,
you know, you wouldn't have this issue if you were just, like, a normal person with normal hours.
First of all, I'm never going to be a normal person. Second of all.
Okay, not necessarily a normal person, but, like,
I have normal hours.
Normal waking hours? I just
extend my hours to include most of the hours of the day. Because I was up that day, but technically I don't have a phone. From 11 p.m. the day before my birthday to 1 p.m. the day of my birthday. Which is kind of fine because it's like I'm working, I don't really need a phone. I'm apparently still getting voicemails, you know, I can't obviously get any calls except them. My Facebook Messenger is still coming through just on my computer, and I'm still getting emails. But what I learned the hard way, because my sister was like, bitch, why didn't you respond to my birthday text message this morning? And I was like, can you send me a screenshot? And she did.
So, like, what message?
Anybody who texted me between midnight on April 10th, and 1 p.m. on my birthday, April 11th, I got nothing. So I posted on Facebook to, like, my phone's up and running. And then later when I found out I wasn't getting messages, I was like, hey, I didn't get any text messages. Because, you know, AT&T's, like, phone switcheroo process is totally fucking stupid. But it's like, how many people think I'm a fucking asshole because I didn't be like, oh, thanks for texting me happy birthday. And it's like,
yeah.
I don't know who might have texted me anything. Hell, I could have a hit out on me. I could have won $1 million. And if it came through via text in that time frame, I don't know when I didn't get it.
You have no idea.
Nope. I'm like, well, I told you. Like, what if it's, like, the ring, but they updated to, like, mass text messages, and they're like, you're gonna die in 7 days. And I'm just like, didn't get the message!
Happy birthday. Happy 40th. You're gonna die in 7 days.
I mean, at least they wished me a happy birthday. It's very considerate of them before they kill me. At I think least. It's polite. They've got manners. They're a psychopath, but they've got some manners.
Yeah, they weren't born in a barn, thank God.
Mm-hmm. What's so bad with that? Your Lord and Savior was. God, you're blasphemous today. So, yeah, I apologize to anybody that I was not purposely an asshole to. Because I want to do that shit on purpose. I'm going to make it very clear. And then my nephew called me at 4:11 p.m. because he always wants to play Roblox. He's 7 and just, is he 7? Or 8? I'm not sure. So he's under 10. He's between still 5 and 10. I'm a terrible aunt. But it was cute because he called me at 4:11, and so I thought it might be my sister calling me on purpose at 4:11.
Yeah.
On 4:11. And he was like, no, it's me calling, not mom. And I was like, well, did you realize that today is my birthday, 4:11, and you called me at 4:11? And he's like, what? No. It was what? So cute.
Oh, I thought that was a cat. I was like, yay! Oh, it's your foot.
I'm sorry, just my foot. Damn it. This is Maggie trying to put the moves on me. Just another day. Nothing different.
Just another day.
Damn it.
Except we're in person now, so it's getting real.
It is. Okay. Alec walks in. No, our feet weren't touching. It was an accident.
No, our toes weren't intertwined.
Oh my God, that reminds me of the scissoring tongue conversation. Yeah. Okay, so, do you want to tell about Alec's friend? Zuh? Associates? With the tonguesies?
Oh!
The splitsies tonguesies?
You can. Okay. Because I feel like you remember better. But we should also talk about that game because it's really fun and we should.
Okay, I'll whip it up. So, my daughter suggested this game called Tell Me Without Telling Me. It's an adult party game. There's advisory, adult content warning, you know, very similar to our podcast. Boop. So I don't think it's as fun if you play it the way you're supposed to play it. There are,
there's, like, weird rules, right? Like, I remember you saying...
Well, so there's a die that I didn't put back in the box, and a timer, and I don't like time limits. I just think that's not as fun.
Yeah.
Or we need more sand in it. Look at that! That's not a whole lot of fucking time! That's no time!
Hold on.
That's, like, negative time.
I need that. Probably, like, what, a minute?
Yeah, I need that thing full. Or at least the two flipsies.
Yeah.
So that's we have the classic timer. Then we have a die that says show, don't tell, one syllable, freestyle. Yeah, so it's just that. One syllable, freestyle, show, don't tell. So it's basically like a combination of some games.
Mm-hmm.
And so one is like you have to act it out, so it's very charades. One is one syllable. Only words with one syllable, so they put, this would work, but this wouldn't work. So I feel like not enough people understand the concepts of syllables to where that should be in a game.
Yeah.
Especially a game that I feel like you could make a drinking game, and then people are going to be like, what's a synonym in Broadbell Roll? What?
Which, like, how do you not know syllables?
I just feel like not a lot of people do.
How do you not know, Theo?
Stop looking at me, judgy! Do you want to die? Actually, he might.
Do you want to die while you just asked your cat if he wanted to die?
Do you want to play with this dice? It's singular, die. And then freestyle is any words are fair game, just not what's on the card, no gestures allowed. And it says if you want an additional challenge for more laughs, if you roll freestyle, the same rule applies, but you have to freestyle rap it. So that to me is just like, there's too much going on in there. I don't like those rules. I don't like this. So we got rid of the die. We got rid of the timer, and we just opened the categories, which are people, traits, places, things, and NSFW. Maggie, what is NSFW?
Not safe for work.
I thought you really were asking me. I was going to be like, girl, how much did you drink last night? So what we did, and you're supposed to split into teams. So there were three of us. So we just went around the room and we'll give you an example. All right. You pick a card and I'll pick a card.
Okay.
We'll do the same category and then we'll do one of each and see how it goes. So we just like, kind of gave words or whatever to get the other person to guess. So, before TikTokers.
Is it another app?
Yes.
It starts with a V, doesn't it?
No.
Oh.
But I know where you're going with that.
Oh, okay.
Videos.
Before TikToks. YouTube?
Yeah. But throw an extra letter on the end.
YouTube.
Close! Go the other way in the alphabet, though. One back.
SeuseTube?
No! Instead of the S! One letter. What is the letter before S?
YouTuber!
Yes! God! See, so I think our version is already more fun.
We're not even drunk today. Right
not
now.
Not yet. Yes. Okay, your turn.
Okay. Let's see. I don't know. Can I tell you that Robin Williams played this character in a very old movie?
A teacher.
No.
Damn, I was going Dead Poets Society. A genie in a bottle.
No.
So,
okay, the first word is, you have one.
Vagina!
That you really don't like, and that
therapist
causes you a lot of problems.
Boss.
No.
Why would it be boss? Okay, I have one, and it gives me a lot of problems.
Mm-hmm. It's very expensive.
Car.
Yes.
Salesman?
Yes.
What movie was he a car salesman in?
I don't remember, but it was a really long time ago and I watched it.
Now, see, and this is where we end up on Google, people.
I'm going to Google it now.
Oh, I like this one. Choose a purple one.
Purple, this one?
Yeah. So this is traits. This is a trait that Alex said he was last night.
Harry?
No!
Because he's actually not.
Glasses.
Nerd.
Yeah!
Okay, mine is... You are blank because of your expensive car issues.
Poor.
Close.
Sad.
No.
Oh, Cadillac Man?
Yes.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
Interesting. I literally just, God, I'm an idiot.
It is interesting that it is interesting, yes.
Yeah, this is why I don't have any major books published. She thought that it was interesting that he thought that it was interesting. And they fell in. So I'm something frustrated?
No.
Angry. Livid.
No. It's psychotic. More along the... Your car.
Financially unstable.
Your car could even be considered this sometimes. I don't know.
Because of my car. My car is a wreck?
When I am here, you said that I plague you.
Vex me?
No, because like, you can't speak and stuff like that. So when I got here, I for sure blanked Theo.
Scared. Wait, why'd that make sense? It's poor, but you somethinged Theo'd? Theo? Why is this so hard?
I don't know without giving it away, but it's a really easy word. The second letter of the alphabet.
Broke!
Yes!
You should have gone with, like, two broke girls. This is a very you card. I think you'll like this one.
Oh.
Outside bathroom.
Porta potty?
Yeah!
Why is this a very me card?
Because you're all about poop and farts and gross stuff.
Oh my god. Well, the opposite of a sorority.
Fraternity.
Yes, but the place, think.
Frat house.
Yes.
Okay. I was like, how did I still not get it, but you gave me the opposite? Like, I don't understand. I wish that you were Jenny right now.
Oh, God.
Okay, what do you do to get rid of a hegemony? Am I boring you?
No.
Liar! Okay.
What do you do to get rid of a what?
What do you do to get rid of a hairy vajayjay?
Wax it?
What kind?
Oh, Brazilian.
Yeah! Brazilian wax.
That's funny. Okay, so I don't think you and I will need this because we have very, like, young-looking faces.
Anti-aging cream?
No.
Damn it!
But, like, some people get it to keep their face looking young.
Botox.
And fresh.
Woo! Oh, now the not safe for work. Not safe
for work.
Oh, mine's not fun.
Oh.
What you are with Alec, and I am not because I'm single. And I'm not currently with anybody like a friends with benefits. So you guys are this, and I am not. If my doctor were to ask me, are you? No.
In a relationship.
What do doctors normally ask you? Like, when you go for your lady checkup, are you?
Sexually active.
Yeah!
Okay. That's funny. Because...
Thank you. Is it because I'm single? Wait, I can still be sexually active. Because I don't have a friends with benefits. Like, are you boring yourself?
No, when the sex isn't good and you just want it to end, you may...
Fake an orgasm?
Yes.
Yeah! I can tell I've done that a time or 1500. So, that is how we play the game. Because I think it is more fun that way. And we had a lot of very interesting conversations from it. And now have a lot of really good inside jokes. Plus, I feel like when a game gets too complicated, which it's not like there are necessarily many rules, but I do kind of like to customize games, of which, by the way, I'm trying to overcomplicate it so it's slow running, but I have been workshopping an idea for a board game kind of similar to Allegories, and I'm just trying to figure it out.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, that was the game that we played last night. How did we get there? What did we talk about? Hair on penises? Is that how we got there?
What do you mean?
Like, bringing up the game. Because you said I should tell the story of the, talk about the fun game we played.
Oh, no, I think it was about the split tongue thing. Did you ever actually tell that story? We just went right into the game.
Oh my god, I forgot about that. So... Maggie's boyfriend apparently knows a dude who had one of the, like, split tongues where you look kind of like a snake.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that guy's girlfriend just got hers done. And so Alec got to see it freshly done. And then I was like, So wait, like, when her and her boyfriend make out, do they, like, scissors their tongues? That weirds me out, actually.
I also think it's really weird that you can move them separately.
Really?
I mean, I've seen people do it.
Oh, that grosses me out.
I wonder if it's, like, something that you have to, like, learn?
Maybe because you can, like, roll your tongue and some people can't, and, mm-hmm. like... Now we're just doing weird shit with our tongues. Oh, speaking of weird shit with your tongues, you look in your drink like you were a kitty was hilarious.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was like, wait, what? Like,
I'm sorry. Did you forget that part of the night?
Yeah, that was so funny.
Oh, my God.
But also, wouldn't it be weird if, like, remember his coworker that blew his ear out?
Yeah, and has, like, the split ear now.
Has the two. I wonder... It would be weird. Well, you can't move your ears, so that doesn't make
Some
sense.
Some people can. Or was that just
in the
Goonies?
Oh, they
can
move them, like, up and down, right?
Oh, maybe.
I think that's what it is. But wouldn't it be weird if he could, like, then make the little things dance?
Gross!
Make them dance.
What do you call them, like, dance. Like Patrick's legs or
yeah,
whatever?
Yeah, he did. He's like, now he's got Patrick's legs.
So what'd you end up doing for your concert for your birthday?
So I went to a Blake Shelton concert with my cousin because I had invited a friend and she was all like, I don't understand.
Wishy-washy?
Like, yeah, she was all like wishy-washy and I like don't get it. Like when people invite me to stuff, you know, I'm just like, yeah, let me, like, look at my schedule. But I also feel like a lot of people don't keep a schedule. So that's why they're like
How
that.
Do they live life like that?
Yeah, or, I don't know, because, like,
or
I
if
know
you keep
that I'm
a schedule,
bad.
If your schedule is just so basic that you don't need to, quote-unquote, keep a schedule, wouldn't you just remember the big shit, like, oh, I'm going to a concert?
Yeah, exactly. But, like, I do keep a schedule, because, like, no matter how small, I forget shit. So, I keep a schedule so that I just know I can look at my calendar, it's on my phone.
This is how we end up going to Walgreens and forgetting that I needed dryer sheets.
But, yeah, so...
What did she have going on that she couldn't go?
She said she was going to, like, Peoria. But it was also, like, a day or two before that she told me that, and I was just like, okay, like, whatever.
I feel like people like that usually aren't that forgetful. They're just like, maybe I want to go, but maybe I want to see if something better comes along.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like it is.
That's what I feel like, too. And I was just like, okay, well, whatever. And so I had already asked, like, the beginning of that week that she told me, because I think the concert was on, like, a Wednesday. And so I had asked my cousin if she wanted to go with me, and she was like, yeah. So, we went to the concert and had a great time.
Yay! Oh, there's this chicky.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was Blake Shelton. Who was the other person? Oh, Dustin Lynch. And some girl that apparently won on,
America's Got Idol Talent. Get it?
Yeah, but I don't know if it was either of those. Oh, The Voice.
Oh, yeah, I forget that's a show.
The Voice.
Don't watch it.
Where is this group from? And why does he have a hole in his head?
Wait, he has a hole in his head?
Yeah, look.
Oh, I don't know. I think that's just the design to make it, like, look 3D-ish and, like, this is the top of his... Hydrolithics. Okay, so speaking of shit that I can't say, so apparently my brain breaks when I talk to, am around, am in any kind of contact with Maggie, because I was complaining about, like, people who ride bikes, and they'll ride bikes in the road, even though there's a dedicated bike lane for them, and there's a dedicated walking lane for the walkers, and so I was just like, you know, this really pisses me off, because if you're gonna, like, bike in my road, then I'm just gonna drive in your fucking bike lane, because this is some bullshit. So I was trying to say bicyclists.
Look at...
But I said bicyclists, apparently. And so I'm just like, well...
I mean, in the heat of the moment, I guess you get a bye, but we have that word down
for it. Okay, bye! And my bicyclists. So yeah, bicyclists are now a new word to be added to the hydroglyphs. I'm going to have to text Rob later that I said that, and he's going to be like, we can no longer be friends. You have met your stupidity quota, and now I'm just checked out. I'm so sorry. So the only other thing... Oh, and then I wanted to mention that, like... So I took a phone call to add some twins onto somebody's account. And guess what? They named their two boys.
I don't know, but people come up with a lot of weird names lately.
Have you heard... What are the weird names you've heard lately?
Like, one of... The girl was Imani, and the girl was... Or the boy was... Emin?
Interesting.
Yeah, like, Emin and Imani.
And that's so close, too, that it's like...
Yeah.
Perpetually, everybody's gonna get them mixed up.
Yeah, and then there was, damn it, my coworker said something the other day. But, yeah, just, like, weird shit. And then, like, don't even get me started on Mexicans. They give them, like, white names with, like, the rest of their name being, like...
Yes!
It's so dumb. Like, there's, like, Kevin Miguel Cardoza or something.
Yes!
And then it'll be, like, Brittany Alexa, like, Sanchez or whatever. I don't know.
You can't say the A word.
What?
I'm surprised she didn't say anything.
Oh, yeah! Oh, my gosh! She probably because she knows your voice. Sometimes they're weird like that.
So, I'll get a lot of people, too, where it's like, Andrew Rodriguez Sanchez.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that you can't name your kids anything that you want, but it is interesting that it's like, well, we're going to keep with the tradition of the two last names, which I do think is a great idea.
Yeah,
and I don't like anything hyphenated, by the way. I don't know why the hyphen bothers me, but I do like the two last names so that, you know, if one was Smith and one was Johnson, then you're like, oh, you're a Smith child. Oh, you're a Johnson child. Like, I know your family. I know your lineages. I do like that.
Yeah.
But then I like fun names, too, especially when you have twins, where it's not just like... Jack and Jill.
Yeah.
But this mom named her two boys Bow and Arrow. And it's B-O-E for bow, so not like the traditional bow. And it's like, oh my God, I love that so much. And she's like, yeah, we've had a lot of mixed reactions. And I was like, well, you don't need those fun haters, like, in your life, so get rid of them. Because I love it.
I think it is cute, too. I know this lady that named her baby boy Beau, but it's like B-E-A-U.
Oh yeah, that's like the traditional spelling.
And I think it's really cute. What are you doing
to Groot's face?
Well, I like the fact that I can put my hand behind
give me your phone so I can take a
face
picture.
Skin.
Oh my God, there was actually an episode of And That's Why We Drank where Tara like, why is your hand in Groot's face skin? No.
In his face skin.
So M was like talking about how whether they shower at night or in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And then said like something about wants to get the face skin off.
What?
Yes, like my night face skin or my morning face skin, and just
oh my gosh,
the way that they said it, Christine was just like, oh my God, why'd you say it like that? Like that is so gross. But yeah, it's like, you know, you're shedding your night face skin. You're scrubbing off all the yuckies. Get him. Get his face skin. Get his face skin.
Get the face skin.
We're gonna take Groot's face off. No? Okay. So yeah, the only other thing is like, I'm just really annoyed with fucked up friends.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And it's like lately, since December-ish. But it's like some of the people that there's one person on my Facebook who lives in California that I have never met before, and he is such a close friend of mine. He's always messaging like, "How's your day?"
Is this someone that I know about?
I don't necessarily think so. Like, I mean, he's just on my Facebook and has been for a long time. I don't know if you ever see him comment on my stuff, but he messages me all the time. And he's just like, "Oh, how's your day? Oh, what are you doing?" Like, and we've just become, like, really close. And he's just, like, the best.
Oh, okay, yeah. I wondered who that was.
Yeah, he's just the best guy. And so we just chit-chat, you know, about anything, everything, nothing, mundane, whatever. Mm-hmm. And before anybody thinks anything, no, he's not trying to get with me or date me. Like, we're just, you know, good Facebook friends.
Yeah.
And then there are people who I feel like have been my best friend for X amount of years that just don't put in the effort or aren't as open-minded when I talk to them about things and are just really fucking judgy and a mix of aggressive and passive-aggressive and just not empathetic. And then, you know, you had the one guy who I thought was my friend who was going to be my co-host for my other podcast who then was like, you know, my cherub guy who was, you know, what do you say? I'd spoil you if you let me. And I'm just like, I don't think you have the kind of money that that would require for me to sleep with a baby angel. And then, so, you know, just, and politely, like, I don't think it'd be a good idea, la-di-da-di-da. And then he just, in person, ghosts me when we still work together. And it's just like, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, let's use our words. If you don't want to do the podcast anymore, just tell me. I even asked him, and he's like, yeah, no, I still want to do it. And then just fucking ghosted me, texting, podcast, in person, at work, everything. And so it's like, okay, fuck you. And then I recently had a coworker at a couple of my jobs. He was like so friendly, so nice, helped me get the other job. We'd talk every day. I got to be friends with his significant other. And one day he just stopped talking to me.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I was just like, okay.
Did you ever figure out why?
No, and his significant other doesn't know why either, and she keeps trying to give excuses for him, like, oh, well, there was some stuff going on in our personal life, and I'm like, no, he posted that on his Facebook, so that's what I figured, but then he's laughing and smiling and talking to everyone else. Anytime I try to approach him, that I open my mouth like I'm going to talk to him, he turns and talks to somebody else. He's, like, purposely avoiding me and not wanting to interact with me or have a conversation. And then he even, like, was yelling loudly, like, hold the elevator. And he, like, zoomed right in. And he's all, like, happy and his spirits are up. And then when he, like, sees that I'm in the elevator, it's just, like, he goes, white, different person, dead now on the inside that's come out through the outside, turns to have his back to me. And there are two other people in the elevator that he's very close to be as far away from me as possible. So it's like, and the fact that he won't even tell his significant other, like, I was like, do you know what's going on with him? Like, he seems to have a problem with me. And I thought about asking him, and I was just like, you know what? If this is how you treat me and our friendship, you are not worth me figuring out what happened. Because if I did something or said something that upset you, and your idea is just to cut me out and to ghost me, oh, then you're not a kind of friend that I want to have. You don't want to work on a friendship? Me either, then.
Right.
So it's just interesting how some friendships that you were like, wow, that person really, really has my back turns into, like, oh, no, that person stabbed me in the back. Great.
Yeah, what the hell? It's so weird.
And then some people that have no reason to have your back are just, like, deflecting all the knives coming your way or trying to repair the damage from the knives that came your way. And it's just, like, I mean, this is what being a human is, and all the infinite possibilities, but I'm just really annoyed and taken aback by, like, oh, okay, sure, so we're not friends anymore, and now they're my really good friend, and, oh, this one helped me when I was in need, but somebody I considered my best friend basically told me to fuck off, and just like, well, not my problem, doesn't affect me, deuces.
Yeah, friends are weird. I just feel like it's also, I mean, it obviously has to do with, like, being human and stuff, but it's, like, how do you know, like, what exactly is the right thing or not? And especially when you're, like, friends with multiple people that, like, know each other, you know? Like, you're not necessarily just, like, friends with, like, one person from this job and one person from that job. You're person with, like, you're friends with, like, multiple people from...
Your person with multiple friends.
She's yeah.
an alien, I knew it! That's why she doesn't get humanity. Ha! Solved. Any notable things from your trippy trip from the Iowas to the tiny sodas?
Oh, stop it. By the time we got here, Alec was really tired of driving, and I offered to drive multiple times, and he told me no. He hates my driving that much.
But you'd be a perfect driver for Minneapolis because they are crazy trippy drivers.
Yeah. I feel like it can only happen, though, like, when I'm the crazy zippy driver. I can't be crazy zippy with, like, other crazy zippers.
Oh, I see. See, and I don't know what Alec's deal is, because I will do that stuff where I'm like, somebody can be like, oh, would you like a glass of water? I'm like, oh, no, I'm fine, thank you. And I'm, like, dying for a glass of water. Like, I don't want to feel like I'm imposing on somebody.
Yeah.
And so, like, even if it were like, oh, I can drive, like, I don't want you to feel like you have to drive. Like, I should drive. I can drive. I'm perfectly capable of it. I don't want to bitch out. I don't want to pull over. Like, but it's really like, I should just say yes and, like, yes, please drive.
Yeah, like, he was just, like, he wasn't even, like, tired of driving necessarily. He was just, he said he was getting bored. And I was like, that's fine, but, like, let me drive then. And then we're supposed to go to his parents, who live in Alabama, like...
Bama.
next month, at the end of next month. And, he was like, maybe we should just, fly there. And I was like, I mean, if we can, yeah. Like, if we find a good deal, like, so on and so forth.
How long of a drive is it?
It's, like, 12 hours. So, like,
oh, my God! You will murder him.
But, like, if I drove half and he drove half, it wouldn't be that bad.
Oh, I agree, right? And I did those drives all the time to
Yeah, but,
Florida.
Like, oh, yeah, yeah. But, like, he would not want me to drive. And so I'm like, either you're gonna have to get over it, or, I don't know, better hope that we get a good deal.
So, we've got some potential fun plans, some just chill plans.
Going to MOA.
Not really sure all what we're gonna do, because it kind of just depends on...
If Alec ever wakes up.
Well, yeah. if and when he rolls out of bed.
I know he had a long day yesterday. We were just talking about how he wouldn't let me drive. It's only 5 hours, but that's a lot for him. He got, like, bored.
Mm-hmm. That's why I just listen to music I like, or podcasts. Even quote-unquote watching shows, like, you've got to watch shows that you don't have to watch, but, like, they're more like cold cases or unsolved mysteries type stuff where you don't really need to watch stuff, you just listen to the story. So we will see what the weekend will bring. We'll update you on the next episode. We'll post pictures to the Insta-facegrams of the talks and things and such. Otherwise, we're just gonna chillax. I got us a birthday cake, which Maggie has not seen yet, and I'm very excited for her to see it.
I'm excited, too.
It's gonna be awesome. It's awesome. If she lives that long, why do you have such a bad cough? Is it from your vaping?
I think it's Minnesota.
You do this in Iowa all the time. Tiny baby fingers. Like, my middle finger just looks so tiny. It looks like a child's finger. Such tiny hands. That's why I upgraded to tiny phone.
To tiny phone.
And for my tiny room, we're going to do it like tiny Stephanie book.
Tiny room tiny soda. Tiny
phone. Yes, exactly. With her mini middle finger, a mini soda.
I do think that, like, the air must be different here because I was fine, like, especially recently, the past, like, 3 weeks, 2-3 weeks at home. I was fine. But yeah, my provider told me that I have asthma, but I've always had allergies. So it could just be, like, worsening allergies.
You should just
honestly
do the Zyrtec a day, like my manager said.
I do. I think I'm going to try that. I'm going to try switching it up, like, every year.
And just take one every single day.
Yeah, normally I take one every day, but it's always the same thing. And I haven't been taking Zyrtec, so.
Take it. Do it. Thank you for lounging around with us from the comfort of my mini teeny tiny itty bitty couch in my teeny tiny itty bitty little room with my teeny tiny itty bitty little middle finger that I used to flip Maggie off. Maybe I'll get a foam middle finger so it's, like, more prominent, literally in your face. Other than that, we will, you know, upload the things and stuff. You can find us on Facebook, Convos Over Coffee Podcast, Instagram, Convos Over Coffee 2. That's the same for the Gmail, Convos Over Coffee 2 at Gmail. We have Instagram, that is that as well. And again, just subscribe on Patreon, Convos Over Coffee, the number 2. You can get cool bonus content, or, you know, we can tailor it if there's some specific stuff you want. I just posted a Convos Over Coffee pop socket that you can order. Mine is in the mail. I think I won't receive it till the end of the month. Other than that, we are just going to chillax until Alec rolls out of bed.
Come here.
He's almost playing with you.
No.
He let you pet him. Is he licking you?
Uh-huh.
So, with that said, all you bicyclists out there, be careful for my road rage. And thank you for tuning in to episode, I don't know, 15 now?
I was going to ask that earlier. It might be,
Actually be on time with our podcasts for, like, a whole week or two. Hooray! Yay! It's the happiest birthday present to all of us. Really. Oh! If he decides to stay dead, we can get you caribou. Slap it out of your hand! Tell you no! Starbucks!
Can you not live up to the bitch that you are just this once?
So other than that, I think we're all caught up. We are your hosts.
I'm Maggie.
I'm Stephanie.
Keep it real, coffee cuties.
And slay the day, beverage babes.
Wait, we don't do K-Bye anymore?
Oh, fuck!
I was like, what?
You know, it's really hard to record in person. I'm just, like, very enamored by your gorgeous, gorgeous face. And your clickety nails. Click, 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 click.
Yeah,
click,
I know, right? Click, click, from you.
With our new outro. I told you I was texting it to you. Gad.
So fast.
Okay, so let's take two, even though I'm totally leaving that in. And then we'll do. It's because I didn't put K-bye in the message. So I'm just like, all right, we're done. Not okay, hasta luego. Whoops. All right.
Bit real, coffee cuties.
And slay the day, beverage babes. K-bye. See, we nailed it. We need to do this in person.
Yeah.